Oh, hey, stranger. Fancy running into you here, of all places. I haven't seen you in so long. How have you been? That's good to hear. Me? I've been good. I actually got engaged recently, if you can believe it. My fiancé? Well, he's actually out of town for the weekend. I was here with my friend, but she ditched me to go home with some guy. Seeing as she was my ride, I was actually about to request an Uber to come pick me up. What? You'll give me a ride home? Are you sure? That's really sweet of you to offer. Most guys wouldn't even want to speak to their ex-girlfriend, let alone help them out like that. Well, if you insist, I really appreciate it. Are you ready to go now? Great! Thank you again. Ooh, it's cold out here. Winter really is right around the corner, huh? And it's starting to drizzle. Are you parked nearby? Oh, right over here? Great. Oh, thank you for getting the door for me. You are always such a gentleman. My fiancé never... Well, forget about that. The rain's picking up. Let's get in before we get soaked. Wow, just in time. Thank you so much for doing this for me in the rain. You really didn't have to. Anyway, what's been up with you? Seeing anybody these days? No? Been focusing on work and bettering yourself? Hey, I totally get that. But don't stay single for too long, okay? Some lucky girl really deserves a catch like you. I didn't know how lucky I was back then. Sorry. Listen to me ramble. I don't mean to make you uncomfortable. You were just always just so easy to talk to. So was I? Well, I'm glad to know the feeling was mutual. Here we are. And just in time for things to really pick up. Thanks again. And drive safe going home, okay? You're probably just going to wait in the car until the storm calms down? Well, that's not fair to you. You're only here right now because you were kind enough to drive me home. Why don't you come inside and we can catch up over a couple of drinks while you wait for the storm to pass? I insist. Great. Hopefully we don't get too soaked getting inside. It's really coming down. Come on, my apartment is this one right here. Glad to get out of that. Do you want a towel or anything? No? Then feel free to make yourself comfortable on the couch. I'll make us a few drinks. You still like the same thing, right? Here you go. Hopefully our clothes don't get the couch too wet. My fiancé would really get upset if we ruined his new couch. Oh, he's on a business trip. He won't be back for a few days. No, I don't mind him leaving me here alone. It does get a little lonely, but... sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to grab onto you like that. You know me, though. Thunderstorms always make me kind of jumpy. I guess some things never change, huh? Honestly, this kind of reminds me of the time you came and picked me up from work in that snowstorm. Your car got stuck in the mud and snow for 20 minutes. When we finally pushed it out, you fell down in the snow and got all dirty. You were annoyed at first, but then you threw a snowball at me, and we spent the next hour having the most snowball fight I've ever been a part of. We were both completely drenched after that. But we didn't care. We sure had a lot of good times back then. Huh? My fiancé would never be caught dead having fun like that. He's always so focused on work. We don't get to spend a lot of time together these days. It is a little frustrating, but I know he's working to provide us with a better life. Still, I wish our romantic life didn't have to suffer so much because of it. We've never been super intimate, even early on, and it's only gotten worse as we've gone on. I know, totally different from you and me, right? You could never get enough of me back then. Sometimes I still think about the time that I came back home from that month-long study abroad trip to Spain back in college. And as soon as I came over to your place, you immediately started ripping off my clothes. What am I doing? I'm an engaged woman. I shouldn't be talking to my ex-boyfriend like that. I'm sorry. I've probably had too much to... Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to grab onto you again. You know, maybe I should go lay... What are you doing? You know I'm engaged. We can't do... No. Get off. Don't lower me onto the couch. Don't push your body against mine. We can't... We... Stop. We... Really... No, I shouldn't take my shirt off. Stop unhooking my bra. Now my boobs are completely exposed. You shouldn't be looking at them. I know you've seen them before, but that doesn't mean that... Stop. Flick my nipples. You know they're sensitive. No, you're sucking on them. This is so wrong. No, you can't pull down my pants. I told you why. I'm engaged, and only my fiance can do the... You took them completely off. You're so bad. You think my panties are cute? You shouldn't even be looking at them. Now, let me put my clothes back on before this gets out of hand. No, don't touch me. There! You can't! Don't slide your fingers beneath the fabric of my panties. No, you can't touch me there. What do you mean I'm so wet? No, I didn't get turned on when you kissed me. I didn't get turned on talking about our sex life either. Now, we need to stop before it's too... Stop. You shouldn't take off my panties. No. Why am I raising my ass for you? This is so wrong. Now I'm completely naked. Stop. Don't shove your face between my legs. Why'd you stop? Because I'm not allowed to come yet? What do you... Wait! Stop taking off your clothes. No, I don't want to see how hard you are. Oh my god, you're really hard. Though, I forgot how big you are. No, I'm not going to say that you're bigger than my fiancé. Because I'm just not okay. That would be so wrong, even if it's true. Did I just say that? No, I didn't mean... What are you doing with that thing? I didn't tell you you could fuck me. I don't care how wet I am. No. Stop rubbing the head of your dick against my clit. You know how much that turns me on. No, we have to stop. Stop sliding it in. Stop sliding it in. It's in. God, you're so big. We can still stop this. Just don't wait. We have to stop. I have a fiance. Fuck. I forgot what this was like. No, we have to stop right now. Wait, what are you doing? No, you can't kiss me when we're like this. You can't. This is so wrong. But it feels so good. No, don't make me say it. Don't make me. Okay. gotten me this one. He's never fucked me this good before. Only you fuck me this good. Oh my god, I'm going to come. You're gonna make me come so fucking hard. You're gonna come too. But you're not wearing a condom. You should come inside me. You can't. I'm coming. So wrong. I'm engaged, you idiot. What if you get me pregnant? You'll take care of me? Don't be crazy. I could never leave my fiance for you. And this can never happen again. Okay? This can never happen again. Mm-hmm.